Thought for today. Everyone feels that they meditate. Everyone feels that they know how to meditate, and of course they do. To meditate means to think about any one particular thing or a number of things. However, meditation today has taken on a number of different pictures to it. Meditation today has been thought of as something very esoteric, something very wonderful, a manner in which you contact God, a manner in which you contact the power of the universe and put it to work for yourself, and in a way that is true, but mostly it's not true. To meditate merely means to think about. Now, the great gurus of the East and the churches around the world say, let us meditate now. And then they take you in a guided meditation. And they tell you what to think about, and they tell you how to think about it, and what to do. Now, that's not a meditation. What that is an instruction. It's a time of instruction. You are not meditating while you're doing that. You're being instructed. You're listening to someone else's point of view on how to think holy thoughts, how to think heavenly thoughts, and so forth, which is not a bad thing. But it is not meditation. Meditation is for you alone to think about something alone. In your own inner heart, in your own inner depth, to think about something in your secret place. Now, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Meditation is a time that you go into your secret place and you have a discussion with yourself. Now, not really with yourself, but with your thinking apparatus. And so you're discussing with your thinking apparatus. You say, my, it's a lovely day. How wonderful it is outside. The sky is the most crystal blue you could ever want. And there's not a plane up there to make any noise. And there is quietness all around out here on the paradise of our 104 acres in the high mountains of Southern California. It's really lovely. And that's thinking. That's thinking about something. And then you think, I see my son being a good boy, being a good student. I see my son getting along well with the other students at school. I see my son getting good grades in school. I see my son being a super, super boy, just a wonderful guy. And now that's meditating. You're thinking about something, but it's your private time. You're not saying, hey, world, I think about my son. You don't say that. You know, you say in your heart, I'm thinking about my son. And this between you and yourself. And that's kind of nice thinking about. And so, however, when you go to church and they say, let us meditate, then what they're saying is, shut up so I can instruct you further. You know, even yakking so much, you're not listening to me. Now shut up. Meditation merely gets you to shut your mouth, close your eyes, and listen to me, you know. And if the minister has any sense, he'll talk loud enough so he can be heard. Let us meditate. Yep, 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 yep. And they whisper at you. And they think that you're going to get some good out of that. And perhaps the congregation say, thank God he shuts up for a little while. You know, that we can listen within and do a little something in church here, which we came for. That's why you should go to church alone when there's nobody else there. And you go into the sanctuary, and it's beautiful. And there's nothing going on, no cleaning in there or anything else. And you sit down in one of the pews, and you just are in this stillness, in this feeling where people really would like to know more about God. And it's a good feeling. Okay. Now, to meditate on how do I get to know more about God? Well, I can say to all of you and the whole world, you will never know God. You will never know God until you listen and let go and let God in you as you talk to you. Most of the time you're out talking to God. You say, okay, God, shall I go and have another bottle of beer? And God says, hey, that's up to you. And you say, well, good, I'm glad you agree. So you have another bottle of beer. Hey, God, you think I have another bottle of beer? And the God in you is very generous, is very wonderful. The God in you says, hey, whatever you think is right, I think is right for you. You go for it, you know. Whatever you think is right. Now, if you have to ask the question, what's the answer?
No.
If you ever have to ask the question of God or anybody else, the answer is no. Should I marry this man? Should I marry this woman? Shall we have some children? Shall we go out in the world and get married? Or shall we take this job? Shall I take this job, God? And if you really listened, you would hear your inner self saying, no. If you have to ask the question, the answer is no. What your statement rather might be, wow, what a privilege to have a job like that. I'm looking forward to having a job like that. I'm accepting that job because that's the kind of job that really turns me on and makes me. Do you have to ask the question, should I? The question is, how quick? But the thing is, you don't say, should I? Because the moment you say, should I, you have no conviction within yourself that that's what you want to do. Should I go to the movie? You know you shouldn't. Shall I read a book? You know you shouldn't. Shall I sit quietly and meditate? You know you shouldn't. You got ants in your pants. You can't sit still. You got to get up and do something, you know? And so, I'm going to go and work in my workshop. I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm going to go talk to my neighbor. I'm going to go and stand in the front yard and look like I'm trimming the bushes, and he'll come out because he always does, and we'll have a nice chat, and that's what I want, really, you know, just to have it over the fence, yak, yak, you know. And we do things. Whatever we do is our action, and whatever we think is our meditation. And if we think it's no, then the meditation's the answer, no. If we think it's yes, then the meditation's the answer, yes. Now, meditation is preparation for being at home inside yourself. Being at home, talking to yourself, listening to yourself as you're saying different things. I like this idea. And yourself says, yeah, go for it. It's wonderful, isn't it? And yourself is always harmonious with you, whether you're positive or negative. Now, when you start saying, I'm good, I'm a wonderful guy, I'm good, I'm a thoughtful person, I'm a loving person, I'm a good person, I'm surrounded by wonderful people. Man, I've got the most wonderful wife and husband in the world, I got the most wonderful kids in the world, I got the most wonderful job in the world, I got the most wonderful house in the world. Wow, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful. Then is the time that you say, okay, God, I'll listen now, go ahead. You see, you've already tuned in to your divinity. Now, let the divinity talk to you. What would God say to you if you could imagine God speaking to you, as God does, of course, but what would God say to you when you were in such a wonderful high?
Nice things.
God would say to you, well done, my good and faithful son. I'm so proud of you. Well done, mind, thinking positive, beautiful thoughts. I will bless you with a million more. Well done, my beautiful, wonderful awareness, to see your world as good and only good, for that is what I will create for you. That's what I have created for you. And who is the divine? The divine is us. When we are happy, when we are content, when we are in harmony with everything, then things just come. To the rich, more is given, you know. To the healthy, more health is given. to the handsome people, more beautiful people are following them and wanting to be in their world, you know. And to the ugly people, more ugly people are into their world. And that's not bad. That's just the principle. Okay, now, meditation prepares us for introspection. Meditation prepares us for getting to know our divinity. Meditation prepares us to open the instruction manual in our heart, which reveals to us how to get the most out of life and live it the most fully, completely, and harmoniously. Meditation is pretty wonderful when you use it right. Now, there are many books inside of us. There are books of rotten stuff and books of good stuff and books of divinity and books of whatever. There are lots of books. And we have to reach into that library inside of ourselves and say, I want this book, the book of my name, the book of my life, the book of my reality, who and what I am. And what would the book start out saying? The book would start out saying, hey, you're God. I'm here talking to God, and God says I'm God. How can that be? Well, there's nothing else but God. So, what else are you going to be? Okay? You're going to tell me that I'm not someplace, and I'm God, and you're God, and you're going to tell me that you're not someplace? You're everywhere you choose to be. Everywhere you choose to think. Everywhere you choose to express yourself. So, meditation prepares us for that most wonderful, most powerful, and most magnificent experience of knowing God inside ourselves and introspecting. In other words, introspection is listening to God speak to us. But in our meditations, we become quiet oftentimes, and we do listen. And the magic of hearing is something very, very special. And I tell you, once you've taken the journey through introspection, you'll never be sorry for it. But you take the first journey through meditation and peace and quiet and listening. You've said all you wanted to say, and now you stop and listen. And then the divine speaks to you and reveals to you that right now you are all. And that's wonderful, isn't it? That's really powerful and wonderful and magnificent. I tell you, we're the happiest people in the world because we are the creators of ourselves alone. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.